Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at a very interesting question. This question is regarding Islamic medicine in general, and specifically, it is concerned with whether or not the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam, approved of surgery as a means of curing ailments. You know, Islamic medicine is a very vast topic, and it's because a lot of hadiths have been transmitted from the Prophet and his successors regarding, you know, medicine in general and health in general. Specifically, the question we want to ask today is whether surgery was approved of by the Ahlul Bayt or not. There is a tradition which has been narrated from the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, regarding this topic. A group of his companions from the Ansar, the helpers, they once came to the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and asked him if it was permissible, and he gave them permission to cure the stomach pains of one of their neighbors. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked them, "How do you intend to go about curing him?" They answered that there is a Jewish doctor who we are aware of, and he intends to open up this person's stomach and to attempt to pull something out of his body and cure him in this way. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not fond of this method of curing this person. But the Ansar, his companions, they kept insisting on him giving them the permission to do so. And so eventually the Prophet did. This Ansar then went back and, you know, they referred to the Jewish doctor. This Jewish doctor performed his surgery. He opened up the stomach of that person. He washed it, and then he sewed up this person's stomach again. Ironically, this person was cured of his ailment. The people, these Ansar, they gave news to the Prophet about what transpired. When the Prophet heard of what happened, he said, "The person, the being who has created pain, he has also created a cure for that pain," meaning God. "And the best of treatments is cupping, hijamat, in order, and also the use of black pepper." The Prophet here, so in two places in this hadith, the Prophet kind of expresses his dissatisfaction with surgery as a means of curing an ill person, right? One in the beginning when he initially disapproved of the surgery for the Muslim, and secondly after he heard about what happened, the Prophet said that it would have been preferable for this person to have referred to cupping, hijamat, or the use of herbs such as, black pepper and these kind of things. So this perhaps alludes to the Prophet's dissatisfaction, at least at the level of kirahat for this act, of surgery. Thank you for joining us. We were looking at surgery and its legitimacy in Islamic medicine. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.